This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
So we took the PCH, which is the Pacific Coast Highway, Highway 1. So humiliating for my son, having them in the rental car and driving up the 1, because Brad Pitt's house is on the 1 somewhere. So I'm just yelling out the window the entire time. My kid is about to die. Brad!
I love you!
That's what I would be saying. I love, no, I would do that.
Right?
Not even, you know, I'm a dude. I would say, Brad, I love you!
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, which you can get for free. Put it on your phone. Take a sitting where you go. Podcast is here. Good morning and welcome to a Friday. The weekend is almost here. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing, Spadell?
Good.
Hello?
Hello, good.
You're not on, Dan. You're not on. Your microphone is all screwed up. What's going on with you? What's going on?
I was getting adjusted.
Oh.
Okay, there you go. Now you're there. I'm raising Cain this morning.
What?
Getting all crazy. I said, I've been on a tear this morning off the air, haven't I? I don't know if you guys can handle me today.
Yeah, complaining about your beds.
I'm all fired up.
You are fired up.
I'm on to Carson about chicken strips. I'm on to you, Spadell. I'm raving about my kid in football. Oh, by the way, I got to mention this real quick here with Frog, okay? Frog joined the football team over at the school yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Now, granted, they're 6 and 7 years old, okay?
Yeah.
Flag football, too. It's not tackle, none of the rough stuff just yet. I can't wait till we get there, right?
Put the pads on.
Right now, it's that little, you know, little sissy flag stuff.
He's got to get it going, you know? Yeah. Got to get used to the game.
Couple of girls on the team. Yeah. You know how it works with the 6-year-olds. But, man, this kid is a star, Spadell. I was telling Carson off. Oh, he got named as wide receiver yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wide receiver.
He can catch?
No.
No, tell them how it happened.
That's not a criteria for being wide receiver when you're 6. Okay.
Just gotta be fast.
Yeah, why is he wide receiver?
Here's what the coach did. Coach put up 3 or 4 boys that he thought would be good receivers,
uh-huh.
And he tossed them the ball 3 times. All the other kids missed all 3 catches.
Dropped every single pass.
Except Frog. Frog caught one. Caught one of the 3, and he said, you're a receiver.
Just a regular Randy Moss.
You're a receiver.
Yeah.
Now, the ball got thrown to him a couple of times. He didn't catch it, but that kid's going to be a star.
I mean, he caught one, so I would have put him in there, too.
You got to start somewhere.
Give him a chance.
Oh, God. That's the way I spend my days. Over at the school, watching a bunch of 6-year-olds grab for flags.
I was too afraid to catch a football when I was that age.
You were afraid?
That's pretty good, yeah. I was.
Really?
I was afraid of the ball,
really?
For sure. Yeah.
Scaredy cat. Yeah, you wouldn't make it in this squad.
No, I wouldn't.
It's cutthroat. It's tough out there.
You wimp. Man, it's a Friday. Where's Jamie?
I don't know.
What's going on with her?
I don't have any texts.
Yeah.
No texts?
Yeah. No texts.
Oh, man. Is she going to be here today?
Well, she did have to put out her trash cans.
No, it was yesterday.
Well, wasn't it delayed?
It doesn't matter. It would have stayed out there.
Yeah, she said she put it out anyway, right?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll get started. I think the weekend weather looks good. Just throw that in there.
It does look amazing.
Speaking of football, Broncos weekend. Woo-hoo! Man, I'm ready for it, too. Watched part of that game last night. I went to bed, though. I didn't make it through the fourth quarter.
I know. It was supposed to be a good fourth quarter, too.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing fourth quarter.
I also went to bed.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow, I stayed up. I was like, I'm hooked. I got to see who wins.
I get sleepy. They can't hold me. Plus, I don't like the Chiefs, man.
I didn't think they would come back. So.
That whole Taylor Swift thing, it just drives me nuts, you know? I just can't deal with it, I guess.
I didn't think they showed her that much last night.
No, they didn't, but yes, Travis was all over the commercials.
Wait a minute. Yeah, he was. Oh.
You didn't even watch, you said.
I watched up until the end of the third quarter.
Well, they showed her every 10 minutes, it seemed.
Oh, really? I didn't think they showed her that much.
All the time.
I was watching anyway.
Well, it felt like 10 minutes to me, okay? Once is too much.
She was definitely there.
And what's up with Travis Kelce and that haircut?
Oh.
She go to the barber college?
Haircut, to be honest.
You didn't even notice?
No.
I'm just going to turn your mic.
Yeah.
His mustache? There's no reason to even have Spadilla on this morning. I went to bed. I didn't see a haircut. I didn't even know they showed her. What the hell? What did you watch?
He's wearing a helmet. I wasn't watching the pregame. I was at work.
Oh, no. They showed him plenty of times without a helmet. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he looks like the singer from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
There's pictures everywhere. He's got his hair dyed black, right?
Yeah, almost, pretty much.
Dyed black with a mustache. He looks like a porn star.
He does.
Yeah.
Maybe straight out of the 70s or 80s.
She showed up looking like a hooker, so.
Those boots that she had on? Wow.
They match. Yeah.
Hey, Jabe.
Hey, I have a question.
How you doing?
I have a question.
Yeah.
So was she in Britney's?
No.
No.
Big controversy today.
All right. No. But listen, I knew they were going to do that. They did that on purpose.
It's a stunt.
No, because Britney doesn't get any attention. And so I think her PR team, Britney's, because listen, it's all a machine, right?
Yep.
And so I think Britney's team said, hey, get a different suite. It's going to be a whole thing.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So. I agree
People
with you.
People are going to speculate.
Let's stop the rumors before they start.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's just separate the two and let it fly wherever it goes.
Yeah,
because
I knew, and I almost told you guys before the game, I was going to text you guys and go, they're not going to be in the same suite, even though they just spent birthdays together.
Yeah.
Right? What's her name's birthday?
Blake Lively, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they all were fine at a beach, in a beach house, but I'm like, her PR, Britney's like, listen, you're behind with this Taylor stuff. How do we get you attention?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's how we do it.
And Britney, if you don't know the story, has been all on board with Donald Trump. And that's really upset people because she is friends with Taylor Swift, and that's what Jamie's talking about. They don't want any more controversy. They don't need those two together, and all of a sudden the rumors are out there that Taylor's now endorsed Trump.
They do want controversy for Britney.
Well, they do. But it could have gone either way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it could go either way.
My thought is it's Britney's team going, now stay away from her because now it'll get you more attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute now. We're seeing it differently then.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing it, and neither one of us know what the hell we're talking about, right?
Well, no, I'm seeing it's a machine, and it's on purpose. Right. Britney's getting left out of all the PR. So what do? Her team said, stay out of her suite, and then that way it'll keep you getting attention.
Mm-hmm. And my take on it, when I was watching it, and it's interesting that everybody has a different take, okay? Mine was that it was Taylor's team.
No, she doesn't need it anymore.
Well, no. It was Taylor's team protecting her, saying, don't be in the suite with her because now they're going to attach you to Trump.
Yeah, but they already did that with the birthday. They didn't care enough to keep her out of the birthday weekend. And she had already endorsed Trump for the birthday weekend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought that was something you saw over the past two weeks.
Nope, it was before. That's why we all talked about it because we're like, oh, look, they're fine.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm glad it's
over. That they were there. We talked all about it.
I didn't know that she had endorsed Trump being the Britney girl.
Yeah, that's why we talked about it.
I didn't know she had done it months ago.
Yeah, that's
a couple of months ago.
No, it wasn't months, but it was before the birthday weekend. That's why we talked about it.
Yeah, I don't remember. I just don't remember. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's Friday, Jamie. What the hell do we care?
It doesn't matter.
Hey, it's their love life.
Exactly.
It's their love life,
but
not ours.
I hate that little stupid ass mustache.
Oh, I do too. Oh. Looks like a porn star, doesn't he?
It looks like a caterpillar died over his mouth.
And it like goes way down the side.
I know. Ugh.
I do respect the guy. He showed up in shape, though. He looked good.
He did look good. Yeah.
Body-wise, yeah. He looks good. He looks like he's ready to go for the season.
Ugh, I feel like there's like boogers and snot in there. I feel like there's like food left over.
The mustache didn't get me as much as the dyed hair.
I feel like there's a flavor saver going on in there.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, there's like all kinds of stuff in there. Ugh.
Mold's probably in there.
It's just collecting all kinds of DNA.
It's got so that when we talk about them, that's all we talk about. We don't even talk about them winning.
I know, right?
We don't even care. I wish they had lost.
I know.
I did too.
Really I was rooting for Baltimore last night. I hate Kansas City now.
I didn't really watch it. It was kind of, I turned it on a couple, but I gave Pete the permission to talk, to text, and he didn't even do it. He only texted one text.
I was like,
He's so sad, you guys.
Well, he was probably really liquored up.
Well, yeah.
Thursday night.
Football season started.
Yeah.
Married.
Well.
Another reason. I get it, Pete. I get it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, what 5-9 BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday morning. Man, yesterday felt like fall. It was great yesterday.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was sweater weather.
Yeah, I like
sweater weather. Sweater weather.
Looking to see what the weekend is supposed
to be. Hey, Schmidl, will you get that SNL sweater weather?
Sweater weather.
Yeah, it's one of the most famous little clips from Saturday Night Live because it's sweater weather.
But hurry.
Sweater weather.
Because it's going to get back up to 85 today.
Oh, well.
No, hurry.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Never mind, Schmidl. No more sweater weather.
85 today, 85 tomorrow, 85 Sunday. Pretty consistent.
Yep, that is.
Pretty consistent. But you better hurry. Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
You got any plans for the weekend?
I do. I have gigantic plans. They're so huge that they're secret because I don't know what they are yet.
Oh. It's going to be a surprise to you.
It's
funny you say that because my whole thinking right now is I feel like I have so much to do, but I can't name one thing I have to do.
I
have a feeling, I feel like I do, and I know you're getting ready for your trip and to take your son, and you probably have stacked up things that you just haven't even put down on paper yet.
True.
But me, I know there's things I'm supposed to do, but I can't remember what they are.
You know what I feel bad for is the trash people. Because I feel like Labor Day weekend, so many people did garden work. We cleaned out the third parking spot in the garage because I have a three-car garage. And it's become a really nice storage area because my kid just kind of comes and goes, right? His senior year is just coming and going. So the third garage hole, if you will, just became a nice, like, I don't know, just a nice place to store stuff. Yeah. Well, now I have to, he and I both cleaned it out, and we have piles of trash. And then I look down the whole street, and everybody has piles from Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. Literally overflowing in my neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. So yesterday, I think that the trash people are sending a message to Lugnut Paul.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lugnut Paul lives on the right side of me. Okay, the reason he's called that is because he sells lugnuts.
Right.
I don't know how you get in that business, but he sells lugnuts. He's gone. He left a couple of days ago to go fishing.
Oh, nice.
He's down in Durango or somewhere. I don't know. He doesn't look like a fisherman to me, so I think it's a big drinking expedition that he's going on. But I don't know. Who am I to say, right?
Somebody's jealous.
But Lugnut Paul has two trash cans in front of his house that literally the tops are open, and they go up about 10 feet.
That's mine, too.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
And the trash trucks have come and gone.
Yeah, that's
his
what
trash
I'm worried about.
Is still there.
That's what I'm worried about. Today is going to be a crapshoot because I'm like, oh my God. And they were so heavy to get out. And they leaned to the right. I'm like, no.
And that is a real anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay. When you put trash out there and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, boo boo. Are they going to come and get it? I don't know if they'll take this. And then they take it. It's a great feeling. But boy, when they don't.
That's what I'm doing. Mm. I just don't know. And then I was so pissed off at all my neighbors because I'm like, could you not put out all this trash?
This is
about me today. Sometimes I even miss it. So that's what my theory was, because sometimes I miss trash day because we have so little that I'm like, okay, they're going to remember this house. Like, this house hardly ever has trash. Let's take it.
Now, are you first on the street?
No.
Oh, you're back in there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to be real mad by the time they get to your house.
They're going to have to, I mean, just based on the streets, they're going to have to dump a few times.
Right.
Yeah, before they even get to me. And by the time they get to me, they're like, oh, hell no.
Yeah. Enough of this crap. Yeah. Who do these people think they are?
Yeah. And then my son, he's so like, his truck is his life. Trucks are life. Anyway, so yesterday he had it completely detailed for like 400. He paid for it, but like $400 or whatever. Completely just detailed the whole truck.
Oh, that's nice.
And then he's putting it in the third slot, you know, where we cleared it out. But I'm not allowed to drive it. I can only start it and move the tires.
Hey, Bob, can you keep this just regulated for me?
Yeah, here's me. I'm sorry. First of all, my name is on the title. Okay. I believe this piece of paper says whose name? Mine, right? And who insures it? Me. So all the way around, your name's not even on it.
Oh, he thinks you're going to get peanut butter all over the steering wheel or something.
He can't stand that I don't pull the parking brake before I turn it off. He wants the parking brake. It has to be pulled before it. What the hell ever?
You know, I hate car hogs.
Oh, my God,
my wife
too.
Is what? You know that.
Yeah,
you know that she's got a car I'm not allowed to drive,
exactly,
right?
Yep.
Much like your situation.
Yep.
You and I live in hell.
Yeah, we do.
We really do. She leaves, okay? She went off to Kansas, remember, for the funeral thing. She went off, her and Frog take off. She leaves her cars here. She drives my vehicle, right?
Right.
She takes my vehicle because it's big enough for her and her dad, whatever, right? She doesn't even leave me the keys.
To the fast car?
To the fast car. I want the fast car.
She doesn't trust you.
I'm yet to drive it.
She's
I think I've driven it once.
Out of airbags.
We've had this thing for 10 years.
Oh,
and I think
my
I've driven it once.
God, that's so funny. Because that's funny you say that, because I took the second key and I hit it because I knew he would take both keys to college.
Yeah. You're going to get it in.
Good move.
But he's like, I wouldn't do that, Mom. You know, I need you to start it and then rotate the tires, you know, pull it out and pull it back in so the tires don't set and get flat.
But you know what? She kind of has
flat
me,
spots.
She kind of has me trained, though. And it kind of makes me mad because even if she'd left the keys, I'd been scared to drive.
She knows the mileage.
Well, the foot has been put down over the past 10 years. Yeah. After a while, it's just drilled into you, you know?
Yeah, but I'm the adult and I bought
know.
The truck.
I know.
Did you buy the car? The
I'm basket? Sure I've paid on it. This is no way to start a Friday.
Right?
Okay. Now I'm getting angry. We'll be right back. Tabloid Trash is coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Wait a minute. Paul Abdul had a tour going on. I just opened this little piece of paper here.
I loved it.
It says,
I was there.
What?
I went to the show, and it was unbelievable, Jamie.
Paul Abdul's straight up tour.
Down at Ball Arena.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to the straight up tour.
Well, it was
just a couple of nights ago.
Well, it's called the Canada tour.
Oh. Yeah, with the Montreal.
Yeah.
She has a tour.
Well, she just canceled it.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Suspect, right?
Yeah.
She's 62 years old, by the way. Paula Abdul abruptly cancels her straight up Canada tour, citing she needs time to heal from recently sustained injuries. She didn't elaborate on what they were. or what happened, but I'm guessing low ticket sales is my call on that one. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, that was not supposed to be my headline. I just came across it, so I read it to you guys. All right, let's talk a little bit about Linkin Park. This is crazy, you guys. I told you, like, one of my darkest moments in my life when I broke up with this boy that I loved. We dated for, like, 7 years. And then I went and become Jewish, and it was a whole thing, and whatever. I wouldn't convert. Anyway, so we ended it. And it was like, oh, my God, like heartbreak, right? Like, you're just going to die. And so I would put on Linkin Park and just take the top off my car and go down PCH at like, 100 miles per hour, just like... If somebody crashes into me, it's fine.
It's the great anger music. I love
it. Yeah, right?
I'm glad I wasn't riding with you. You'd be like the guy that just ran off into the ocean.
Right?
I mean, jeepers.
You just feel like it's just so... I mean, now, obviously, it's so stupid. But you know, at the time, you're just like, oh, my God, my heart will never heal. I just loved him, mama. I loved him so much. Anyway, and so then when Chester passed away, he took his own life and all that, I'd already had a child and, you know, moved on. But I will tell you that now they have a new lead singer, and listening to the music again is like, oh my God, I remember those.
It takes you right back.
Are you back exactly. to Are you back to Mama? I love him.
Yeah, Mama, I love him. Yes, it's weird because I think you just go back remembering how sad you were or angry or whatever that emotion was, because that's what music does. You know, that's why it's so powerful. But they have a new lead singer. She is getting a lot of different feels about her, if you will. I think it's great. I think it's better to replace Chester with a woman than trying to get another guy to fill in. Although. I will say, when Sammy Hagar replaced, what was his name?
David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he did a pretty good job.
He did a good job, but it was never the
same.
It was never the same. And no band is. And you can't expect them to be. You just cannot expect it. Some people could step in there and they can, you know, do a great job, but it's never the same.
But Chester just had that sound.
Right.
His voice is just one of a kind. So I think there was a good move, like Jamie said, to go with a female.
Yeah, because then you don't try to compare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had the guy that jumped in on Journey. He's amazing. But he's no Steve Perry.
And then you got the lead singer of Queen.
Yeah.
And now it's that
Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
And he does a great job.
He does a really good job.
But
he'll never be
but
the
he's
same.
Not, he's Freddie not Mercury. Freddie, man.
Yeah, he's not
Freddie.
That's why I think it was a good move to grab this girl. What is number one about?
Number one is their new single that they came out with that's going to be on their album that comes out later this year.
Oh, it's the whole single?
It's just the hook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to play that because, you know, nobody really knows that. So we'll compare it to what they used to sing. And I believe it's number three.
Acting like I was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me. I'm surprised they got so far. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me.
You don't even have her on here.
That's the whole thing.
No, because I actually have it on my Twitter page. If you look at my Twitter, you'll see it. Where she's
he
singing.
Cut it out. Which she's on the end at that part. Because I just thought that because Mike and Chester used to go back and forth, and that was a really important dynamic of that band.
Yeah, I know, but I was just going for her sound. It's cool. Yeah. No big deal. But if you grab it off my Twitter, she like just goes for it. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? So there is some controversy with her, though. The deal is this new singer, her name is Emily Armstrong, and she was in the band Dead Sara. So now it's come out, because everything always comes out, that she is a Scientologist and that she stood up for Danny Madison.
Masterson.
That guy, she stood up for him. If you remember, he's in big trouble because he did a lot of bad things in the Scientology program. And she stood up for him. And so now people are going after her saying, well, you're done. So you just supported a convicted.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's not a good start.
It's not a good start.
Nope, not a good start. Now they're only doing two shows in the U.S., right?
I have no idea.
I think it's L.A. and New York.
Yeah.
That's it.
Those are the major ones. They're going to London and a couple different places. But, yeah, only like six shows, I think.
Yeah.
Total.
just
two in the U.S.
Just to start her out, yeah. I think. She was really nervous at the beginning. I watched some of it, and I was like, oh, God. Her voice was cracking. You could just tell she was like, what have I done? Well, this is so scary.
I can't even imagine the pressure after following Chester.
Exactly.
If you're a solid Linkin Park fan, you'll go to the show.
100%. Oh, yeah,
I think that if you're in between and you don't like the fact that you don't have the lead singer, then you probably won't go to the show. But they'll sell
out. I would
go
to the show
in
a heartbeat.
Oh, and I guarantee you they're going to tour. They're going to launch like a big tour, like a nationwide tour, I hope. And I'll definitely be there.
Yeah, I will too. Because I love that man. Yeah. I love him, mama.
So good.
I think it'll depend on how this goes, the album and all that.
All right, so let's see here. Oh, I was talking about it was sweater weather yesterday. I guess it's not going to be sweater weather today. Thanks, BJ.
Well, it's not, Jamie. It's
so
not
sad.
My fault.
I was kind of getting in the mood for it.
It's that Dave Frazier guy.
I even turned on my fireplace.
You did?
Boy,
wow,
did
really?
It stunk so bad.
Yeah, the first time.
Oh, God. I was like, what am I doing? That just stinks. Anyway, here is my favorite little bit from Saturday Night Live. Number 4.
Oh, sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Oh, God, I would.
Finally, sweater weather. Sweater weather.
About time.
Yeah, it's about time.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Oh,
finally, sweater weather.
God. Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
We needed that yesterday.
Sweater weather. All right. And then there's another story. Carson just came in and told me this. I'm so excited. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is out today on Hulu.
Yeah!
We got sin. We got Mormons. We got swingers.
Yeah.
I mean, we got it all.
Let the drama begin.
I'm glad it's out because my wife's looking forward to this too.
Yeah.
And now it gives her something to watch while I watch football.
Oh, that's good.
This is a great. I mean, it's like calling a play, you know, like on the side, like, hey, look over there. Look over there.
That's a distraction.
You got Mormon wives.
I don't know. You might get into it.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I just won't walk in the room because I don't want to get sucked into
Mormon
wives. You
might get sucked into it. Mormon wives with secret lives? Come on.
It is a crazy story.
It's like Mormon whores gone wild. Yeah. Remember that whole series, whatever, Girls Gone Wild?
Yeah.
This is Mormons Gone Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have gone wild. By the way, no, I'm not going to say it. Too much information. When you have a story in your head about a Mormon, then you decide, nope, I'm going to bring it back. I'm just going to reel that sucker in. Reel it in. No need to talk about it. Okay, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.